Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. When General Douglas MacArthur left the Philippines during the Second World War, he said, "I'll be back." Arnold Schwarzenegger, as the Terminator said, "I'm back." Now I'm saying, "I'm back." After being laid up in the Eureka Rehab and Care Home for 3 months for a problem in my right femur. My thanks to Brian and Angie for holding my spot for me. I've been at it for almost 40 years, and community comment is a big part of my life. Thanks again, guys. The company that owns the care homes has taken some hits from the media, but I'm here to tell you that on the patient care level, Eureka Rehab is a great place to be if you are in need of physical or occupational care on a daily basis. The staff of aides and LVNs and housekeepers are excellent. I went in from a stay in St. Joe's of 5 days with no strengths in my legs and other parts of my body. A day or two before I left to come home, one of the physical therapists told me that when I came in, he wouldn't have given me much chance to walk or even stand. Well, I'm a tough, stubborn old guy, and I proved them wrong. It was hard work, but the staff, whose names I won't mention so I won't forget anyone, was constantly urging me on in gentle ways. As far as the rest of the facility is concerned, it is clean, the food is good, although I don't care if I have scrambled eggs for a while. My son happens to be the kitchen supervisor, and he loves his job and takes a personal interest in every patient. So, my thanks to the staff at Eureka Rehab and Care Home for a job well done. A lot went on while I was out of circulation, and over the next few comments, I might catch up on some of them. First, though, I want to say goodbye to some good friends. Barb Papstein from here at KINS passed away. She was a sweet, gentle lady and a pleasure to talk to when I was here at the station taping my comments. Then my dear friend June Fredrickson passed on. She was a widow of Irwin Fredrickson. They were ranchers on Neyland and big supporters of our Humboldt Harmoniers barbershop shows. Then just this last week, we lost Helma Bachman, the wife of Don Bachman, a fellow Harmonier and Lutheran. Last but not least, my good friend and hunting, water skiing, wood cutting, and general all-around good buddy, Herb Neely, finally went off to the happy hunting ground, water skiing lake, and Windfall Firewood Grounds. Herb was a first-class mechanic, a Masonic Lodge member, labor council and apprenticeship overseer, and in general, an all-around good guy. I couldn't get to any of the memorials except for Hilma's, which is this week. My condolences to the Fredricksons, the Papsteins, the Bachmans, and Jeff and Bonnie and the rest of the Neely family. It's good to be back, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.